A fool and his money are soon parted. Ah, but who is the fool? One who gains wealth unjustly, according to Jeremiah in the Haftarah for Bahar Bechukotai. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
O Adonai, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of trouble, to you nations shall come from the ends of the earth and say, our ancestors inherited utter delusions, things that are futile and worthless. Can a man make gods for himself? No gods are they. Assuredly, I will teach them once and for all. I will teach them my power and my might. And they shall learn that my name is Adonai. The guilt of Judah is inscribed with a stylus of iron, engraved with an adamant point on the tablet of their hearts and on the horns of their altars, while their children remember their altars and sacred posts by verdant trees upon lofty hills. Because of the sin of your shrines throughout your borders, I will make your rampart a heap in the field, and all your treasures a spoil. You will forfeit by your own act the inheritance I have given you. I will make you a slave to your enemies in a land you have never known, for you have kindled the flame of my wrath, which shall burn for all time. Thus said Adonai, cursed is he who trusts in man, who makes mere flesh his strength, and turns his thoughts from Adonai. He shall be like a bush in the desert which does not sense the coming of good. It is set in the scorched places of the wilderness, in a barren land, without inhabitant. Blessed is she who trusts in Adonai, whose trust is in Adonai alone. She shall be like a tree planted by waters, sending forth its roots by a stream. It does not sense the coming of heat. Its leaves are ever fresh. It has no care in a year of drought. It does not cease to yield fruit. Most devious is the heart. It is perverse. Who can fathom it? I, Adonai, probe the heart, search the mind, to repay everyone according to his or her ways with the proper fruit of his or her deeds. Like a partridge hatching what she did not lay, so is one who amasses wealth by unjust means. In the middle of his life, it will leave him, and in the end, he will be proved a fool. O throne of glory, exalted from of old, our sacred shrine, O hope of Israel, O Adonai, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those in the land who turn from you shall be doomed, for they have forsaken Adonai, the fount of living waters. Heal me, O Adonai, and let me be healed. Save me, and let me be saved, for you are my glory.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.